Alright everyone, it's the Grim Lord here, and this is Grimm's Uncanny Valley, and we are back with Once in a Lifetime, as I promised. I told you guys we'd be back, we're back. So, they're going to Japan. Let's see what happens now. It's a 12-hour flight, so it might be better if we sleep during the trip. True, this way we can make better use of our time there. Good morning! Oh, that's not a man. Can I see your tickets, please? Sure, here you go. Perfect. Everything seems to be in order. Ah, you're going to the airport, I see. Yes, we're catching a flight to Japan. Oh, lucky you. I hope the delay at the last station doesn't cause problems for you. No problem, we're on schedule. What happened, though? We had to wait for a passenger.
Really? A passenger?
He could have just taken the next train. Yes, I thought the same thing, but it seems that we had to catch this one in particular.
This one?
I guess he's an important man. Normally we wouldn't delay our schedule because of a single passenger.
I see.
Well, don't let me hold you up. Have a safe journey. I'm going to use the bathroom. I'll be right back.
Oh, okay, Mom.
Okay. Am I the only one who thinks that this mystery passenger thing sounds a little weird? Girl, you can say that again. Something smells fishy here. Do you think whoever it is could be looking for us? It's quite possible. Maybe the sons of Astaroth found out where we're going. One of us has to go and investigate. Check out the rest of the train. Yes, one of us has to do that. Okay, I'll do it. Thanks, bro, you're the bravest. You still got that amnesia spray? Of course, take it with you, just in case. Okay, I'll take a look around. Be careful.
Okay.
There's 8 cabins, including ours. I should see who's in each one and make sure that they don't work for the Sons of Astaroth. I mean, what do we expect to find, like a pentagram or something? Ah! Keep calm, Grim. You have the spray. There's nothing to fear. Taking a deep breath. Check cabin 2.
Ahem. Good morning, sir. May I see your ticket? What? Again?
I'm afraid so. We're looking for a fugitive, and we received information that he might be on this train.
Look, man, I'm not a criminal. I'm just a hairdresser. I'm off to London to become world famous.
He doesn't look like a hitman, but... I understand, sir, but I must... Dude, do I look like a fugitive? My name is Kazuma, and I told you I'm just a hairdresser. What the fuck is that? What? What's what? That? What the fuck do you have on the top of your head?
Do you mean my hair?
Jesus Christ, it looks as if a cow was licking it. It should be illegal. Hey, come on, man. I like it. You like that monstrosity? That hideous and gruesome sin? That abortion of a hair? Okay, I get it. You don't like it. Ah, but don't worry, my friend. I can end your misery. Kazuma, the greatest hairdresser in the world, is going to change your life forever. I offer you a haircut and an autograph for free.
A haircut?
What harm can it do? Okay, let's try it. I hope I don't regret this. You won't. I just need a couple of minutes. Relax and let the magic happen. I'm done. Are you ready to see the result?
I guess.
Alright, take a look at... this! Dear God, what have you done?
Hey! Actually... not bad, Kazuma.
Not bad at all. Of course it's not bad. Do you even know who you're talking to?
Sorry for doubting you. Do I owe you anything?
No, don't worry. It's been a pleasure. You'll be fighting girls off.
I hope that's true, man.
Well, I gotta go now. See you later, and thank you. Go, little friend. Show my work to the world. I have to admit, this guy was a little bit pretentious, but he did a good job.
Yeah, I'd say he did too.
Ah, 1 second, folks. There. Mosquito. Hey, Grim. Did you cut your hair? Carla, yeah, a guy offered to cut my hair for free and, well, does it look bad? Not at all. You look so good. I mean, you look handsome. Yeah. I'm going back to the cabin with the girls. You coming? No, I'm going to take a walk around the train. Okay. Oh, excuse me. Oh, okay. See you later. Later. Well, this new style looks good so far. Okay, I should keep looking for the intruder, if there is one. This one's empty. Good morning, ma'am. May I see your ticket? That is a woman, isn't it? What? Why? We're looking for a fugitive, and we received information that he might be on this train. What? A criminal? I'm not a criminal. I'm just a Russian entrepreneur. That voice sounds real familiar. It's just for your safety. I'm sorry if I scared you, Miss Anastasia. Well, Anastasia, allow me to say that you look really beautiful. I love your hair. Ah, thank you, darling. You're gonna make me blush. God damn it, Mike. What the fuck are you doing here? I told you to get the fuck out of our lives. Okay, there is a perfectly good explanation for this. Oh, really? I'm all ears. Well, the thing is, I went straight to see an old friend of mine to get a fake passport. Aha! We had a couple of drinks reminiscing about the old days. He brought out a bottle of whiskey and we started playing cards. But then things started to heat up and he got stabbed. Then I reached out to a dirty cop I knew for help in exchange for infiltrating a gang he was monitoring. Okay, Mike, just skip to the end. Where the fuck are you going now? To the airport. I'm leaving the country. I'm off to Aruba. Cool. That's good. I really hope this is the last time I see you. But I wish you well, Mike. You're not a bad guy. Thank you, Grim. I've got a feeling that everything's gonna be okay. Well, I have to go. Take care, Mike. I don't want to see you again. You won't if you don't come to Aruba. Goodbye, my friend. Why do I get the feeling that this won't be the last time I see him? Check cabin 5. Ah! Oh. Check cabin 6. Oh. Thank God, a hot girl. I'm starting to think there are only weirdos on this train. Good morning. Can I sit down for a second, Miss Aiko? Of course. What a wonderful name, Aiko. Are you from here? Well, it's a long story. My father was from here, but my mom was Japanese. They both died when I was a kid, so my uncle took care of me. I'm catching a plane to Japan in a couple of hours. Japan? Really? I'm going to Japan, too. What a coincidence. Really? Yes, what a coincidence. Anyway, did you want anything? What? Oh, no, it's nothing. I was looking for someone, but don't worry. Just let me know if you see anyone suspicious. I'm in cabin 1. Sure, I will. My name's Grim, by the way. Nice to meet you, Grim. Well, I'm sorry I have to leave you, but I need to make a call. Wow, what a body. Of course, I'll see you on the plane. Sure, bye-bye. Damn, she's got an erotic voice. Every word she said sounded so fucking sexy. Fortunately, we didn't get to hear any of that. Aiko, I'll remember that. Well, 2 more cabins and I can go back to the girls. Weirdo or hot girl? Place your bets, ladies and gentlemen. Crossing his fingers. Hot girl. God damn it. Hey, buddy. I was wondering if I could see you. Are you a cop? What? No. You sure?
Yes. Are you a son of Astaroth?
No.
You sure? Yes. So you didn't come here to kill me?
No.
You didn't come here to arrest me?
No.
Then we're good, buddy. Hey, my man, I thought you were a killer. Me? Nah, man, I'm just a merchant. Cool, man. Would you like anything? I've got rings, jewels, necklaces, watches, comics, video games, drugs. Everything freshly stolen. Half price. Half price, huh? I can't remember which one of them I did like. Was it Lauren? I think it was Lauren. Are those running watches?
Indeed, man. They measure the distance, heart rate, calories, velocity, and more.
Okay, give me one. Excellent decision, man. All right, here you go. Thank you. It's been a pleasure. It's like, I'm a wandering merchant. Okay, one last door, and we should be done. Nice. Hello, miss. Can I see your ticket? I'm looking for... Oh, shit, you have to be kidding me. Grim? What the hell are you doing here? Are you following me?
Me?
I could ask you the same thing. I asked first, honey. I'm going on a trip to Japan for a week with my family.
To Japan? Are you sure you can afford that?
It didn't cost us anything, but that's a long story. What about you? We're going to the airport. We're going to Paris in our private jet for a few days.
Oh yes, I forgot you're a posh girl. I'm surprised you're going to the airport by train like the poor.
I know, my father insisted on taking the train.
I don't know why.
Your father? Your father is on the train? Of course, darling. Who did you think I was going with? Oh, fuck. Moloch is here. He probably heard about the contest and he must be looking for me. What's the matter with you now?
I have to get out of here.
Hey, dumbass, are you listening to me? Don't ignore me. Oh, fuck. He's a tall, thin guy, light brown hair.
I'm not sure. I'm sorry, sir. I don't remember.
Excuse me. I'm not sure. I'm sorry, sir. I don't remember. Oh, shit. If your father asks where I am, you didn't see me.
What? Why would he ask that?
I gotta hide from him. I should hide in another car.
Hey, I'm talking to you, dickhead.
This is the last car. I'll hide here. Okay. Okay, how long to the airport? Maybe 20 minutes? Only 20 minutes? Okay. I'll wait here, and if he opens the door, I'll spray him.
I'm dead.
Don't. No. Jasmine, what the fuck do you want? Where are you hiding from, my father? Does he scare you? Ha ha ha.
I didn't tell him what we did in his office, if that's what you're worried about.
It's not that. Well, yes, I'm hiding from your father, but for another reason. You wouldn't understand.
Well, if your tiny little brain could understand something, I'm sure everybody must be able to.
Shut the fuck up, bitch. Go bark somewhere else.
What did you say, you fucking prick?
I said, shut the fuck up, bitch.
Do you even know who you're talking to? I could ruin your life, you know. My father could get yours fired. We could leave you penniless. Maybe those threats can be of some use with your ass-kisser friends, but as far as I'm concerned, you can fuck off.
Shut the hell up. Fuck off, moron, bitch, wanker, shrew.
What the fuck?
What's going on? Are you okay? You fucking prick. I don't know why, but you really turned me on. I don't know if it's the way you talk to me, or that you're the only one who doesn't try to make me like them, or that my dad would hate you, but... I can't stop thinking about your fucking face since the day I threw the party. And the sex, that was something, wasn't it?
I guess.
So, do you want to repeat? We still have a few minutes. I don't usually give anyone a second chance. Well, that sounds interesting, but I don't know if you deserve it. Oh, do I have to earn it? Do I have to say, please?
That'd be nice, yes.
Alright, can I put your cock in my mouth? Please?
Well, if you ask me that way.
Gagging.
Oh, it tastes good.
Jasmine, start getting ready. We're...
Jasmine? Where the fuck did she go? What if... That bastard.
Sucking.
Oh, my God, this feels good.
Catching her breath.
Ah, God.
Well, now that we're all warmed up, let's see if you can live up to expectations. Unhooking her bra. So, are we gonna fuck or not? Jesus Christ. Come here, you slut. So you're gonna keep insulting me, huh? You love it, don't lie. It makes you horny, doesn't it? Bitch.
Haha, perhaps.
Come on, put it in already.
I need it.
At your service.
Penetrator.
You're wet. Put it all the way in.
That's it.
You're a fucking piece of shit. You're a crazy bitch.
Says we can go faster.
Is that all you can do?
Wow. She's really getting a ride now.
Yeah, fuck me, Grim. Keep fucking me.
Jasmine, are you there?
The door's locked.
To Dad?
Yes, I'm trying on a new outfit. Don't come in.
Get off me.
Oh, shit.
Shut up.
Really?
Now?
You had me worried for a moment.
Sorry, Dad.
Okay, finish quickly. I'll wait for you at the end of the wagon.
No need. Go to your seat. I'll be right back.
Jesus, I'm so fucking horny.
Hold up.
I'd rather not, Jasmine. There could be someone dangerous around here.
Dangerous?
The fuck are you doing? My dad's right there.
Yes, dangerous. Come on, Jasmine. Don't make me worry about you.
Are you fucking crazy? Stop.
You got a great ass, Jazz.
Don't call me that, and I told you to stop.
Jasmine, are you listening to me? Speak louder. I can't hear you.
I'm sorry, Dad. I said that I'm a big girl. I can take care of myself.
You don't need to.
This feels amazing.
Worry.
I know, sweetie, but let's get back to our cabin anyway, please.
Jasmine?
Dad, please, don't be a pain. But who the fuck would want to hurt me?
You're the one with the business enemies.
Not me.
I guess you're right, honey. Okay, I'll wait for you there. Don't be long.
I won't, Dad.
My fucking God. I think he left.
But finally, I couldn't hold it anymore. Now let's get this over with quickly. If I'm not back soon, he'll come back.
Yes, keep going.
Faster.
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 Screaming.
Yeah.
I'm coming!
thing. I'm just about to... Could come on my back outside. Ah! Ah! Jesus. Fuck. Okay, get out. Go back to your family. And try to avoid my father. Don't worry, you don't have to tell me. I'll see you next week. Enjoy your holidays, asshole. Well, we sure had a good time. And now, if I can make it to the plane without being seen by Moloch, I'll be fine. Back to car one. This car is empty. Weird. Don't move a muscle. Don't even think about yelling and turn around very slowly. Oh shit, oh shit, oh shit, oh shit, oh shit. I'm screwed, but what can I do? Think of something, Grim. I have the amnesia spray in my pocket, but if I try to take it out, it'll shoot me. Did you not hear me? Turn around! Aha, I finally found you, bastard. Did you really think you could outsmart me? Outsmart the sons of Astaroth? No one can beat Astaroth. No one! You dared to enter the temple. You dared to investigate us. You dared to come to my house, and now you're gonna pay with your life. Wait! Don't kill me! If you shoot me, if you'll shoot me, you'll get caught! Aha! Do you really believe that? With enough power and money, you can cover up anything. I've dealt with much bigger fish, kid. A nobody like you won't be a problem. But enough talking. It's time to finish the job. Wait! Please! Fuck! Okay. Okay. Easy now, Moloch. I'm afraid I can't let you kill him. What? How did you enter? I locked the access door. And who are you? I'm Azazel's niece, and I have orders to keep an eye on this man. He has to get to Japan alive. Azazel's niece? Yeah, he might have mentioned you. But Astaroth himself told me to kill this guy, so... Orders have changed. You know that both Azazel and Samael are above you in the hierarchy, so if I were you, I wouldn't do anything stupid. Grr. Okay, I guess you're right. I'll back off then. I leave it to you. I'm just gonna... You fucking son of a bitch! You are so done! Not so fast, Aiko. If you even try to reach for your gun, it'll be the last thing you ever do. You're even dumber than I thought. This'll have consequences. Oh, really? Then it'll be better if I kill you, too. You know, dead men tell no tales. Azazel will kill you. Then I'll kill him first, and Samael too. Astaroth only needs me, and when he achieves immortality, I'll be there with him, ruling the world! You've lost your mind. You don't even know the half of it, girl. But, well, this is the end of your road. Rotten hell! Give my regards to Lilith. Huh? What? What the fuck is this shit? It stinks! I'm gonna fucking kill... Kill? What? Who are you? Where am I? Hey, buddy, you're going on a trip with your daughter for a few days. She's in cabin number 8. You should join her. Yes. Should I? Yes, go ahead. She's waiting. Okay, thank you, friend. I'll go. I would have reprogrammed him more than that. Well, that's one less problem. What? What the fuck was that? It's like your sole mission in life is to eliminate the sons of Astaroth. That would have been some shit, though. But some of the sons of Astaroth are on our side, so that's... Things are getting really complex here. What the fuck was that? You just sprayed him with that bottle of urine, or I don't know what the fuck that was, and he just went into a trance. It's an amnesia spray. An amnesia spray? Are you a genius or something? Well, I'm not, but my sister's a little bit. Well, when he was distracted, you could have just run away, so thank you for saving me, I guess. No problem. So, do you work for Azazel? Something like that. He took care of me after my parents died. And he asked you to follow me? Yes. Do you know why? I never ask questions. And what if he asked you to kill someone? I'd kill him.
If Sensei asks me to kill someone, it means they deserve it. Okay, so, do you know who the Sons of Astaroth are? I know enough. I know they're my uncle's partners. Samael, Moloch, Lilith, and Asmodeus. Although it seems like they're having some run-ins lately. Should I tell her what I know? Look, Aiko, the thing is, Azazel might not be who you think he is. He is evil. He's helping his master Astaroth to become immortal. They won't hesitate to kill innocent people. They won't stop at anything. Don't tell me you believe this nonsense as well. It's true, just try to dig a little deeper. You'll see I'm right. There's no need for that. At least I tried. Well, can I ask you one last question? I guess. Do you know what Azazel is looking for in Japan? Why should I tell you? Well, I just saved your life. You kind of owe me one. Well, I guess it doesn't matter. He's looking for an old book called The Grimoire of Magnus. It's just an old piece of junk full of esoteric shit, but it could be sold for thousands of dollars, maybe more. I see. And that's it. That makes us even. Yes, thank you, Aiko. It was nice to meet you. Yes, I doubt we'll meet again, so farewell. Be careful. Phew, that was close. Too close. But I got some new information. The Grimoire of Magnus. I have to get back to my cabin. Hey! Hey, where were you? We were starting to worry about you. I met a friend from school. Long story. The airport's the next stop, isn't it? Yes, it is. We're pressed for time, so head straight to the boarding gate. All right. Yes, let's go. A few hours later. I didn't see Aiko on the plane. How strange. Well, that was a long flight, but here is Japan. At last. What now? Our guide should be waiting for us somewhere around here. Hiromi, we have to meet our guide. It's true. She should be carrying a white pennant to identify her. Okay. Aha! I found her. Ahem. Miss Hiromi, we're here. Oh, Mama! Look at those breasts, they're huge. Good lord, it's like Hitomi Tanaka. Wow, we got lucky. Naze watashi o sonoyomi mite iro no desu ka? What? I'm Grim. We were supposed to meet. Watashi o hitori nishite kudasai. What the fuck, our guide doesn't speak English? Sayonara! Well, wait! No, wait! Hiromi, where's our hotel? Hiromi? Fuck. Now how do we find the hotel? Behind you. Ha ha. I think you got confused. She wasn't your guide. Oh, ha ha. Thank God I must have scared that poor girl. Good morning, sir. Do you know where we can find our guide? Her name's Hiromi. Aha, well, I do. I'm Hiromi. Are you Hiromi? Yes! Hi! Welcome to Japan! I thought you'd be a girl, haha. Don't worry, it's not the first time this has happened to me. In Japan, Hiromi is a unisex name. Are you ready to go? Absolutely, it is a unisex name. You contracted the 7-day rural package in the small village of Funakanai. Am I correct? Yes, that's what Asmodeus told us. Asmodeus? A friend of ours. He told us that's where we could find the true essence of Japan. Ah, he was not wrong. Follow me to the van. I'll take you to your hotel. It's an authentic Japanese traditional townhouse. Cool. 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 Day one in Japan. Welcome to your home for the next 5 days. Wow, this is amazing. Awesome. They will bring you food for breakfast, lunch, and dinner. You don't have to worry about anything. And if you ever need me, I live a couple of houses away. There are futon beds and sliding paper doors and tatami floor. I love it. And one of those Japanese baths just for us. The water looks so inviting. And there are more rooms at the back. They could have fit like 10 people in here. I'm glad you like it. I can show you the village if you want. I know all of its secrets. There's a shop where you can buy traditional clothes. Yes, please. I think I'm going to do some investigation about Azazel and the Grimoire I told you about on the plane. I'll ask Aromi. Maybe he knows where I can start. In the meantime, you can go see the village and buy those clothes you want. Okay, cool. Thank you, Grim. That's nice of you. By the way, I've hidden the gun in a lamp next to your bed. Oh, we still have that? Yep, hopefully we won't need it, but just in case. How did you even get that through the airport? Asmodeus gave us a special briefcase with diplomatic clearance, so they didn't search its content. Huh, smart. Okay then, thank you. I'll see you later. Later. Let me know when you're ready. Hey, Hiromi, I was thinking of going on my own. Can I ask you something? You must know everything about this village. The thing is, I'm looking for someone who runs in some above-the-law circles. Do you know where I could find him? Ah, I know what you mean, my friend. I'm your man. Just tell me, how much cocaine do you want? That's not exactly what I meant. Ah, don't worry, I got it. What is it, crack, speed, magic mushrooms? No, I don't want any of that. So, cocaine then. Look, I don't want cocaine. I'm looking for a man named Azazel. He's a criminal, and I'm told he came to this village. Any of this ring a bell? Azazel, I don't know him, I'm sorry, but I know who could help you. You have to go to the docks. The docks? Yes, take this map of the village of Funakanai. Your hotel is right there. Excuse me, right here, to the right of the river. Uh-huh. And if you turn left after crossing the bridge, you'll find the docks. I see. My house is the one with the thatched roof to the right. Go there if you need a guided tour or some cocaine at a very good price. Alright. And that's it. Good luck. Okay, thanks, Hiromi. You guys have fun. And don't try to sell coke to my stepsisters or my stepmother. I won't. I promise. Okay, if I can deal with this today, I'll be able to enjoy the rest of the holiday. Let's go! Oh, cool. Cocaine distributor, hotel, and docks. Okay. So this seems like a good place to stop it. Don't worry, we'll be back next week with more Once in a Lifetime, but we've got to bring you more Eternum, right? So sit back, relax, wait a few seconds, and I'll be popping right back on here with more of Grimm's Uncanny Valley. And of course, we'll have Eternum. But this is all for Once in a Lifetime. We'll see you later.